What made your decision to, are you retiring, or are you just moving to a different line of work, or what's...
I am retiring from the state.
Yeah.
And I had a little bit of service here and there in the Department of Fish and Game, seasonal, temporary, and so forth. But this really was my anchor position, and I'm retiring now. Okay. And I'm not sure what I'll be doing next.
Are you staying in town?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are.
When you look back on 20 years at the LIO, what are your memories like? Do you have favorite times or difficult times that spring to mind? Or, I mean, I imagine it's changed probably pretty considerably over those 20 years with the advent of technology, I think.
Exactly. Of course, we did have email mm-hmm. and computers and terminals. I see some earlier paperwork around the office still, and it was even more primitive, but they were using technology in the state to create this wide connection, because legislation affects every Alaskan from every region, and we have to work together to find the best solutions. So I would say tech really flowered out to where you have it now, and it has served us well with the pandemic. There are ways that citizens can still fully participate with the legislature. And that's probably the most rewarding part of the work, is when you have citizens that have an issue or an interest and they want to go deeper. And actually the other end too, the other end of the spectrum, is just introducing residents and people to civics and some of the basics that go into that. Testifying before a legislative committee in the House, that's kind of the top of the apex, but there's a lot of other ways that people can get involved and get informed and find out about issues before the State House and even Congress and federal administration. It's all tied together and it affects everybody.
Has the pandemic impacted how you operate it very much?
Oh, very much so. We used to have, well, live testimony, mm-hmm. which records and recording, it's a better quality when they can come and use the Polycom. We're also there as an on-site moderator. We can provide information up to the minute, which becomes public record, who else is going to be testifying or who has testified, backup documents, which an individual can also find, but you'll get a full experience if you are able to come in and testify live. So we miss seeing and hosting those live proceedings. We also have a public desk. And, of course, we haven't been able to provide it now for just over a year. It's been closed to the public. But that was a tremendous access point for government resources. And people came in to use it for any and all things, state and federal, very robust service there. And we didn't have a time limit. And, of course, if they can't find exactly what they're looking for, we're there to try to brainstorm with them and use our own search abilities to help them get exactly where they need to go, talk to who they need to talk to, so forth. So those services I hope to see come back locally very, very soon.
Other thoughts as you look back on a 20-year career with the LIO?
Well, I just feel like it was a tremendous privilege to serve any and all in the community. I met so many people over the years. You're kind of finding out about the makeup of the community, what the needs are, what is heavily used. It's good information for, anecdotally, for legislators to have and know about. So common items, common themes, common problems. We kind of are another sounding board that's there 5 days a week during session. And so it's been interesting to hear from the people how things are translating out on a state level, and even sometimes federal, or a lot of times federal is also touching. Well, as I close my tenure now and I look back, I also served as a registrar for general elections and local. It's all the same voter roll. I was a registrar for my 20 years while I was there at the office. And more recently, I served as a poll worker during general elections starting in 2014. But as I close my career there, I am so heartened by the growth in voter participation. It is so important. And the fact that I've worked with the Division of Elections at a higher level, I have complete confidence in all the methods of voting that the state of Alaska provides. When you absentee vote, it is based on a signature, and it is also tied to the Department of Motor Vehicles. Both of those entities in our state databases. So you're not going outside, you're not sharing anywhere else. And even if you update your information right now, your voter registration, they ask for your permission to compare signatures that are on file with DMV. When you start as a state resident and you obtain that government ID, it is an in-person experience, and they collect a real signature. And that's how we can have confidence that the vote that is sequestered, mailed in, is valid. The person who is entitled to cast that vote by their signature, which can be rejected, compared, analyzed, that is the route. And people, I'm just so happy that people are taking advantage of it. It was too bad it took a pandemic maybe to realize that that was an option. But it is, that's what it's predicated on, more votes. And I just have to say, as I leave service now, how gratified I am to see that people realize that and are executing their right and their responsibility and starting to vote. Not everyone can go stand in line all day. Some of them don't have time. They can't take off work. They can't get in. So it just allows more people to decide who will represent them and how an issue that's placed as a question on a ballot, how they feel that should go. So as I cap off, I'm just heartened by the growth in voter participation.